Proudly presented by Provident Payments, this is Hometown Heroes, celebrating everyday Americans who answer the call of duty.
Welcome back to Hometown Heroes and a special Memorial Day edition of the program. Memorial Day stirs such powerful emotions for so many of us as it is observed in every corner of our country this week. On the Hometown Heroes Facebook page, you'll find a video produced in my little corner of California and airing on multiple TV stations this week, capturing what makes Memorial Day significant to so many. I was asked to share some of my thoughts and reflected on the inspiration behind all the interviews I've been privileged to engage in with veterans for the last decade and a half. If my grandfather, a decorated doctor in World War II, had become one of those Gold Star heroes and he came close, I would not be here. And his inspiration for serving in World War II was a Gold Star hero, his uncle, Vincent Dushek, one of the first American aviators killed while serving in World War I. This week, we're learning about a naval aviator who never came home from World War II. Buren O'Kane was just 19 when he and the other 11 men aboard their reconnaissance plane went into the water on June 1, 1945. For decades, the details surrounding his death remained a mystery to his family, but his great-nephew, Jeff O'Kane, has been telling us how that picture started to come together, and when we left off, he said he believed he could find the area where that plane went down, based on an island visible in a photo that for decades his family had never seen. So, Jeff, you sounded pretty confident when you said that island could be found, and indeed you have pinpointed it. So how'd you do that?
You get on computers and use Google Earth. We have so many advancements now that we just started going through the reports, pulling out every bit of information, multiple reports, trying to get everything together, everything that was reported, and then trying to use Google Earth to put that together and see if we could find where that was at.
When you started, and maybe even when your dad started his quest on this, was there any thought, was anyone saying or thinking, hey, maybe his body could be recovered all these years later?
No, it wasn't really. I mean, we always hoped. You always hope that they can come home. But it was just such a big thing to, how do you find a plane in the ocean? And then once we discovered the pictures and we could put the information together, and then once we got more people to look at it, we've been able to actually reduce it down to about a 4-acre water search. And that is very small in the ocean. And then our wildest dream became a reality. I can't guarantee that it's there. I can just show where it crashed 75 years ago. But I think that crew has earned the right to have someone come look for them.
And so people are hearing this and they're saying, okay, well, you had a picture showing the plane go in, the island's in the background, so you can figure that out. You found the island on Google Earth. It's just a matter of doing the math and drawing the line. And like you said, 4-acre search. Okay, let's go get that plane. Let's go get those guys out of there. Not that simple, is it?
No, sir, it's not.
Did you know that at the time?
No, I had this naive idea that somebody would run right out there and go get them. They're U.S. soldiers. But the 3 years that I've put into that has taught me that it is not that easy. It's in a country that currently will not allow the U.S. government to reclaim our soldiers from World War II. I think it's approximately 1,900 war dead in Indonesia. They're in Indonesian waters. DPA has been working with Indonesia, and there's some current breakthroughs, but we're still a long way from getting to where we need to be.
And I know you don't work for the government. You're not the Indonesian government spokesperson. But for folks who are wondering, well, why not? What's your understanding of why Indonesia won't allow U.S. to go in and retrieve those remains?
I don't know. I know they're very protective of their cultural things over there, and they're very cautious about allowing foreigners into their country. The defense minister from Indonesia, as I've been told by DPAA, came over and met with, Mark Esper, Department of Defense, and they spoke to him about this, reports some movement with Indonesia. He assigned their counterpart, essentially the Indonesian Department of Defense, and that they plan to move this forward, and DPA believes that they may possibly be able to get a signed agreement with Indonesia within the next few months, which is awesome. But it's not for our area. It's for another area. Their current goal is to get in, try to work with the Indonesians, show them what they're about. show them that they are there to recover U.S. soldiers and nothing else. Once I get a working relationship with the Indonesians, they plan to request to be able to go into the area that my uncle's plane is in. And hopefully all the other places, too.
Yeah.
If I could find a way to get them all to come home, that would be great. I'm trying to concentrate on 12 right now. And it is a very, very large mission, especially for me. But I'm going to find a way to get it done. Because there's no way I can stop doing this.
Well, apparently not, because I have a feeling that over the last 3 years, you've probably run into a lot of roadblocks and a lot of stop signs.
Uh-huh. I'm an O'Kane. I find a way to go under, over, around, or through.
Can you give us an example of some of the things that were said to you that may have caused someone else to stop or give up, or that the answer was indicating you should stop or give up?
No. You know, we have some people that kind of tell us how, you know, hopeless this is. But if you watch some of the things that have been going on, like with Project Recover or Pacific Rex, these guys have been going out. These are nonprofit groups, and they've been locating planes from World War II and reporting the locations of the U.S. government. They have been recovering the remains of soldiers. PBS, Nova, the last B-24, came out in, I believe, November of 2018. It showcases DPAA diving on a plane in Croatian waters that went down 76 years prior with three men aboard. Mm-hmm. And they recovered the remains of one of them. That was, I think, 5 months after we started this. It brought a lot of hope. They showed me it could be done. And I won't accept any other answer than that they're going to get this done. And they've been really receptive with us. I've met with Kelly McCaig of DPAA, the director. I've met with him multiple times. We've made a lot of effort to make sure that they hear us. We write a lot of letters. We talk to congressmen. I've gotten a hold of the U.S. Indonesian ambassador. And to make sure that they keep hearing us. They've reported they hear us. They are just trying to move this forward, and they will do it as soon as possible. I'm just no Kane. We're not very patient. 75 years has been enough. How do I go back to my grandmother and tell her to be patient? I can't. She has been. One of my main goals is to finish this, for my father and my grandmother to see this plane, if they can find it. To bring the remains home is a very, very long shot. But if you're going to dream, dream big.
So what are you doing now?
Waiting. Patiently. Trying to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping they can get the agreement. I hope they can get in there and show the Indonesian government that what their mission is and what their goal is to return these soldiers. I pray that the Indonesian government will be receptive and allow them to finish this mission.
Can you put into words what you think it would mean to your family if the plane were found?
Yeah, that would be a very big day. It would mean a lot, not just to my family. I mean, I've spoken with 8 of the other 11 families of lost soldiers on this plane. I've spoken with the daughter of Lieutenant Commander Mears. I think it would mean a lot to a lot of people. I know it would mean a lot to me.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure you believe that day's going to come. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been doing all this.
Oh, yeah. One way or another, it's going to come. Maybe they can't find the plane. That's a possibility. There's so many possibilities out there. Maybe they can't find it. And I'd be satisfied with somebody, for once, trying to try to locate the plane. It's 75 years later. It may not be there. It may be there. Till somebody looks, nobody's going to know. I'm going to make sure somebody looks. And if they can't find it, then I'll be satisfied that we ran the best mission that we could. We made the attempt. And if it can't be done, then so be it. But if they can find it, that's our ultimate dream. It's a hard wait. It's a really hard thing to have inside you, and you can't get to the end of it. As much as I love what we've done, there's sometimes I hate this too. It's just a lot.
What keeps you at it? What keeps you going with it?
I have no other options. My dad taught me when I was 9 years old. My father gave me some mission in the backyard, pull weeds or something like that. I think I came in and it was just too hard. And I told my dad that I can't do it. And I still remember what my dad told me. He said, "I don't understand the word can't. It just tells me you haven't tried hard enough yet."
Well, I know how hard you've been trying on this. And you said something a minute ago, you know, about talking to 8 of the other 11 families who lost loved ones on that plane. I'm sure there are some people listening out there right now who are saying, "Now, you know, I had a great grandfather. I had an uncle, a grandpa who never came home from the war, and I'm going to try to find out more about him now that this is on my mind." What are some of the most important things you learned through this process that you think might be helpful for others who have a similar quest now?
Oh, wow. There's so many resources out there. Fold 3 is a great way to start. Fold 3 has gone into the National Archives and digitized and scanned a lot of records. And they also have the ability. It's a paid service. But if you do go on Memorial Day, they do have a free weekend of it. And you can go on and you can type in keywords and it can pick it up out of the scanned text. So if you know things like squadron numbers and things like that, you can start to, bureau numbers of planes. Mm-hmm. You can scan the records. That's originally how this was found. There's also the National Archive, but, you know, you've got one in Maryland and one in St. Louis. So it's quite expensive to have someone go look for all this. So if you can do the legwork yourself and run down the location. One word of advice with NARA Maryland, don't accept the word no. They told me no for months. We don't have this. We can't find it. They went on and on and on. And I just continued to send them emails. Don't tell me can't. And once we got the report off of Fold 3, we proved that it exists. And I sent it to the National Archive. And then they went and found it.
How about that?
Yeah.
Have you thought about just trying to fly over to Indonesia yourself?
Yeah. it's difficult. I work full time, but yeah, I've been saving vacation for a while. This whole COVID thing really threw a big monkey wrench into that dream, especially flying into some of these countries. You have to endure a 2-week quarantine, which I'm still trying to figure out how I'm gonna get 2 weeks off of work. So I don't know how that's gonna work out. I'm also not a very good swimmer and I don't like the ocean much. So keep thinking about it, but I'll keep working on that one. I have a thing worked out with sharks. I don't go where they live, and they don't come in my neighborhood. And it's worked out great for 46 years, so I don't know if I want to violate that.
How convinced, how sure are you that the plane is in that four-acre box?
I can prove that that's where the plane went down. With 100% accuracy, I know where the plane crashed. I can't guarantee that it's there. I hope it's there. If it's still there, it's right around in there. It's not a very big area. It can be searched with, side scan sonar. I think it could be located if it's there. But there's so many things that can happen in 75 years. Mm-hmm. Could have been snagged by a fishing trawler. It could have got dredged when they dredged in the area for the harbor. There's just so many things that could have happened. Or it's sitting there waiting to be discovered. It could be covered in silt. I don't know. All I know is that the search that was performed for my uncle's crew in right after the war was not enough. They drove a Jeep down to the southwestern tip of Singapore and asked people if they remember this plane going down. It was reported 8 miles out in the ocean. Nobody did. And then it was ruled that the plane was lost at sea, unrecoverable, and it was no longer looked for. I think it was 1947. That's in the IDPF file.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was given up on so long ago. I just do not feel that a real big effort was made. But there were technological problems there. But also in the IDPF file, they don't ever mention the recon photos. There are some stunning photos of this plane going down and where it crashed. And I don't see any mention of it in the IDPF file. Why didn't they have that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they didn't have Google Earth back then, but they had airplanes. They could have flown around and had the picture and looked for the island. They had a lot of men to look for. I do understand and recognize that. Yeah. I don't know the exact number, but I know it was over 100,000. They found a lot and brought them home, but they're still finding and bringing these men home. I just want to make sure that they aren't forgotten and somebody does try before I have to go get scuba certified and do it myself. It's been discussed in the O'Kane family repeatedly. So we're hoping we don't have to go to that length. But if that's what it takes, we're game. But I believe, DPA, this is an important mission for them. I do believe they are trying. I just hope that the government of Indonesia will recognize that mission and allow them in. And not just for my uncle's crew, but for all the men. My gosh, I look at, World War II, 72,555. I know it fluctuates and the number changes, but that is a lot of people. And that's just World War II. You've got Korea and the problems with getting soldiers out of that area. And Vietnam, which actually the Vietnamese have been very helpful with DPAA. A lot of their operations are in Vietnam because they are so amicable with DPAA. And the last I heard, DPA was actually training Vietnamese crews, because they don't just find our soldiers.
Right.
They find theirs as well. And so they're really supportive of this mission. And so they do a lot of operations there. It's just the area that our plane is in. There's just nobody looking there. There's nobody over there. We didn't have any big battles. We didn't fight in Singapore. And there was no way anybody was getting to this.
But someday that could change, and don't we hope it does. It's time for another break, but we'll get to the rest of the O'Kane family story when we come back. We'll also hear some of the memories of the man who helped unlock so many mysteries for them. This Memorial Day edition of Hometown Heroes will be right back after this. Do you ever have those moments where you realize you've been settling for less than the best for far too long? Sometimes we just accept the status quo without looking around for better ways to do things. And I've got to tell you, when it comes to your money, I believe I found a better way with EECU. Take a look at myeecu.org and you'll see why. EECU is not a bank. It's a nonprofit credit union that's all about taking care of you, the member. That's one of the reasons EECU just keeps growing and growing. Close to 300,000 members now in 10 different California counties. Over 30,000 ATMs, free mobile banking. And what I really love is how EECU always goes above and beyond to serve the community. In 2013, the leadership and generosity of EECU helped establish Central Valley Honor Flight. More than 1,000 veterans now have gotten to see their memorials in Washington, D.C. for free. And that's just one example of the community involvement EECU takes oh so seriously. Pick up the phone and become a member today. 1-800-538-3328. That's 800-538-3328.